Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Josh.
What's up?
How are you?
I haven't seen you for so long.
I know.
It's really great to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
I'm great, actually.
Yeah, you look really happy. Good.
Yeah, very. I've had time at home. I've had a lot of reflection, you know, just done a lot of inner work, and I'm feeling really good.
That California lifestyle of like going back and unplugging and just being chill.
Well,
a lot of us here in New England don't understand that.
Well, I don't really chill. I mean, I'm total workaholic, but I've had to really put some balance back in my life because it was so lopsided, you know, and it was really affecting everything in my life. So, but now it's like really great. The band's better than it's been in a long time, and we're just having a lot of fun.
I love talking to guys in bands about their kids, because there's so many people that think you guys are these rock gods, and then you go home and your kids are like, yeah, that's my dad. Like, he's not cool.
Yeah, no, they don't.
So did you have time to just do dad stuff?
My kids don't even like hearing me do vocal skills. They're like, can you go outside? Like, yeah, like I do a lot of dad stuff. Like my son's in flag football right now. He's 9. I go to all his games. He's actually got a game today.
Are you going to turn into like Snoop and like be the coach and start funding the team? You're going to be that dad?
If I had the time, I would really like to do that. That would be fun. Yeah, if I had the time, but I'm always still coming out here to work, but, he's doing really good. And then my other daughter, she got the lead, the youngest girl to get the lead in this play, Peter Pan, at her school. So that's been really great. You know, I've been going and picking her up from rehearsal and kind of watching that unfold, and it's like a really big production. And
oh, that's cool.
It's gonna be cool. Yeah,
I've been going through all my archives because next month is my 20th anniversary on the air at AAF.
Wow,
isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
So I started going back through all my archived pictures and, you know, old tapes and recordings and stuff, and I started finding all of these pictures of things that you and I have done together.
Yeah,
and all of the time that we've known each other over the years. And one of the things that I literally was going through today was the pictures from Live 8 up in Toronto.
It's
way
crazy.
Back in the day.
Crazy.
And I look at those pictures now and I'm like, okay, it's Run DMC and Aerosmith and Buck Cherry and the Cars.
Yep.
And they put a band together.
Yeah.
And got on a private jet and took over Canada.
It was crazy because actually Steven Tyler was supposed to do my job and he had gotten sick, and they called me like last minute, and I'm like, yeah, and got on a little private jet with those guys and flew, and that was like incredible. We flew from LA to Toronto, and then, you know, the coolest part about that trip was we did our show where we did a Walk This Way and with Run DMC and we did that, and then we were backstage and the promoter is like, hey, do you guys want to sing with Neil Young? He wants everybody to come up on stage. And I was like, what? Yes. And so I went up there and everybody was standing behind Neil Young, and I'm like, is anybody going to get on the mic with him? So I just walked up and started singing with him, and I'm like looking at, and he's got like these see-through blue eyes, and I'm like singing into his eyes. We're singing on the microphone, and I'm like, this is amazing. And then we got the picture of us in the Post or whatever, the Toronto Sun the next day. It was awesome.
There were two things about that trip that stood out for me big time. One was that you hadn't released Crazy Bitch yet. It was still a demo. And
yes,
you played it for me when we were in traffic on the bus.
Oh,
and you were,
I don't
like,
remember
you,
that.
You got to hear this song. This is going to be our new song. I want to know what you think.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be my theme song for the rest of my life. And then the other thing
was
after the rehearsals, the night before the show, we went out for dinner. Do you remember that? So we were in downtown Toronto and we were looking for a place to go eat. And it was me and you and a couple other people. Ian was there. And we go out and none of the restaurants and bars had anybody in them. And it was like a ghost town, like a zombie movie.
Right. I don't.
And there were all these people wandering around. They all had badges on, but nobody was going in any of the restaurants. And we were like, how are we supposed to know like what place is good? All these places are empty. So finally, we were so hungry, we just said, screw it. We're just going to go in. We bellied up to the bar in this totally empty place. And we were like, dude, why is every bar in Toronto empty right now? Like Live 8's happening tomorrow.
Right.
And he goes, because it's the International AA Convention this week.
Oh.
And we were the only...
I should have known that.
And we were the only people there. And so we just went in there and ate dinner and we gave the bartender this ridiculous tip.
Okay. Because
we felt
that, yeah.
so bad yeah. that nobody was in there eating and drinking that night.
Yeah.
And that was... 13 years ago.
I know so many shows. Like when I think about like the shows and the travel and like sometimes it's a blur, you know. I just literally would be on autopilot during that time where it was tough. If I thought about it too much, I would get really kind of sad, you know, just because I had there was no life going on, you know, like
right.
all my friends kind of just fell by the wayside. It just became my band and my crew. And my family, you know, and that was it, you know.
Well,
so.
People on our side are always like, I can't wait for the band to come back to town. I can't wait for the band to come back to town. And everybody thinks the touring side of it is so glamorous and it's fun and it's your dream and you love it.
Yes. There is some really great parts of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you are away from home 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months at a time.
Yes.
And your life at home, I would think that the only other people that would really kind of understand what that's like is someone in the military. That goes away for long periods of time and then has to reacclimate and adjust to going back and downshifting back into your regular life when you get home.
I really try to explain it to my wife because we've had a lot of struggles because of the lifestyle. And I try to tell her, I go, I'm living two different lives.
Yeah.
You know, and it's taking a toll on me and I'm getting like, you know, it's tough. Like I don't know how to tell you, but it's a lot of solitude. You know, and she's like, what do you mean? I go, well, you know, you have very little time when you're actually like with everybody on stage. And that part is very fulfilling. But then it's like the other, you know,
20 hours of the day,
20 hours of the day where you're in your hotel room, in a bus, you know, I'm always eating by myself. And listen, I don't want to complain because I really enjoy being by myself. I have no problem, you know. I read a lot. I'm totally all right.
You're not complaining. It's just describing what it's like.
Yeah, but it's like after a while, you know, you start going, okay, I got to have some kind of human connection here. You know what I mean?
And it's always, you know, you're going to all of these great places, but you're always inside concrete buildings. It's not like you're out sightseeing on vacation.
No.
The tempo and living out of a suitcase and you never have your favorite pillow and the laundry detergent's never the same. All the stupid little creature comforts that all of us get so used to are something that you... And then once you get home, it's got to take you weeks to kind of get back into the routine of just being home.
Yeah, it's very weird. I have like... I have like obsessive compulsive kind of issues, you know? So like I always leave an open suitcase in my closet. Like it's always got some clothes ready to go. It's always because I'm always using it and I don't
know.
Why
put it away?
It's this thing that's always
tell people you're expecting the zombie apocalypse and you just leave it there because it's your bug out bag.
That's what I should. Yeah. I should say that. I'll use that next time for sure.
The professions are obviously different. You're not comparing you to a soldier or something like that, but I can see how the reintegration part of it, the downshifting of going from one side of the spectrum of a life to something completely different would be difficult. And when you're in a band, especially with you, you're on the road with Buckcherry, your solo
the
stuff.
Conflict,
like you're constantly out doing all of this stuff. And, you know, it seems like you're always here.
I know.
And so when are you home? You might as well just move to Boston.
I've actually been home a lot. You know, like last year we only did like 25 some odd Buckcherry shows. And we did like 7 weeks of Conflict. So not a lot. That's not a lot for me.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been home a lot and this year has been, it's going to be pretty light, but now we're gearing up. We've been writing a lot for the new Buckcherry record and very excited. And we'll probably not put a Buckcherry record out till 2019 at the beginning. But we're ramping up for, you know, we've even talked about possibly dropping a single in the summer. You know, that might be fun, but we don't know. We're working on a lot of things.
It's been really cool to kind of go back through and think about all the shows and, you know, all the crazy times and looking back through all of the pictures.
Yes.
Because, you know, a 20-year block for me, it's like, oh, I can't believe. And when did the first Buck Cherry come out? 2002?
No, 1999.
99?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's 19 years for you too.
Yep. And we were touring, like, we were doing a residency, I remember, on the East Coast in 98. So, it's, you know, we've been doing a lot of stuff.
So it's kind of like we came up together.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
It is.
And now to be still sitting here all these years later.
It's good.
And yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
And this business hasn't chewed us up and spit us out yet, which is good.
Right. We got some wounds, but we're all right.
And then, you know, of course you come back to town and we got a giant nor'easter outside.
That's always the case.
So it's we're like hunkered down here tonight, so we could lose power. There could be like natural disaster outside.
Buck Cherry always brings the weather, it seems like, and we always persevere and have amazing shows, you know. So
well, I'm looking forward to it tonight.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you sitting down with me. I know that for there's a bunch of people outside that want to hang out and stuff. So I'll let you go and do your thing.
We're going to go do our meet and greet. It's lovely to see you.
It's great to see you too.
And we'll be hanging out with the new stuff here soon. And it's going
to
be great.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right, darling. Bye.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.